Sport on RTE Radio 1 with the all-new Kia Sportage. For more, visit your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
25 minutes to 8. Good morning to Padraig Lodge now with the sports news.
Hi Mary, good morning to you. Well, Rafa Nadal beat world number one and defending champion Novak Djokovic in four sets in a thrilling late night quarterfinal at the French Open in Paris. Nadal secured victory at a quarter past midnight after over 4 hours on court. The 13-time Roland Garros champion will next meet German third seed Alexander Zverev on Friday, with the winner qualifying for Sunday's final. The FAI will send a security delegation to Yerevan in Armenia ahead of the Irish squad departing for Saturday's UEFA Nations League fixture. The Armenian capital has seen escalating protests in recent weeks against the government's attempts to normalise relations with Azerbaijan. And Tottenham have signed Croatia international Ivan Perisic on a free transfer. The chairman of the Antrim County Board is expecting work to commence on the redevelopment of Casement Park next year and be completed in 2025. Ulster GAA has previously stated its intention to move the Ulster football final from Clonus to Belfast once the new stadium is built. A legal challenge by local residents against the decision to grant planning approval was dismissed yesterday, clearing the way for the project to begin. Board chairman Kieran McCavanagh is excited about what lies ahead.
To be truthful, we've had two judicial reviews and we've had to go through planning twice. But any obstacle is set in front of us, we just have to overcome it, because the Gaels of Antrim need a home. And remember, this stadium isn't just for the Gaels of Antrim, it's also for the Gaels of Ulster and the rest of the country. We're very excited about seeing Casement getting built. It'll be a game changer in Belfast, Ireland's second city. It will bring great revenue into the city, with tourists, with people travelling to the matches, people staying in the city, and we'll get to showcase our Gaelic games. So we're hoping together to commence in 2023 and have the stadium built and completed by 2025. So for me, as a county chairperson, we're looking forward to seeing young Gaels going to seeing their heroes in LGFA and Camogieocht, Pale, August and Manioct, playing on the green grass of Casement again, our spiritual home.
Well, Armagh have suffered a setback ahead of Sunday's All-Ireland football qualifier against Tyrone at the Athletic Grounds. Midfielder Niall Grimley will miss the knockout fixture after sustaining a neck injury during a training session. Kieran Macken had already been ruled out with an eye injury. On the plus side, Oisin O'Neill has returned to full fitness and should feature on Sunday. Johnny Sexton is an injury doubt for Leinster ahead of Saturday's United Rugby Championship quarter-final with Glasgow at the RDS. An ankle injury, which forced him off in the defeat to La Rochelle in the Champions Cup final last Saturday, may see him miss out this weekend. Ronan Kelleher will miss the game with a shoulder problem. Keith Earls has signed an extended contract with the IRFU up to next year's World Cup in France. Earls played at the 2011, 2015 and 2019 World Cups and is Ireland's second highest try scorer behind Brian O'Driscoll. There was a notable athletics performance by Dubliner Sarah Healy in the Czech Republic last night. She set a new Irish under 23 record for the 1500 metres at the Golden Spike meet in Ostrava, knocking 3 seconds off the previous mark set 31 years ago by Sonia O'Sullivan. A minute's applause will be held at Epsom on Saturday, half an hour before the Derby, to mark the death of Lester Piggott, who won the race 9 times. Jockeys will wear black armbands and a wreath will be laid in front of Piggott's statue at the course. The race has been renamed the Kazoo Derby in memory of Lester Piggott. And finally, newly crowned European middleweight boxing champion Gabriel Dawson and silver medalist in the bantamweight division Dylan Eagleson were welcomed home by family and friends at a reception in Dublin Airport last night.